travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Lake Como has been Italy's luxury lake for centuries, but has shot to new heights thanks to what's called the Clooney effect. Paolo Canila, Irish independent travel editor, is just back from that luxury lake and joins me now. Paul, good morning.
Hiya, Pat.
What is the Clooney effect?
So in 2002, George Clooney and his wife, Amal, bought a villa on Lake Como. Now, not just any old villa, not the kind of villa I'd be going shopping for. This is over 20 rooms, has a pool, several floors, absolute premium position near Leno on the lake. And what any star with this kind of wattage goes to a place, invests in it, is seen holidaying and living the glamorous Hollywood lifestyle. Of course, the global spotlight turns on it, but not just that, but he's been back with his friends, with Matt Damon, with Julia Roberts, and it's really thrown the whole lake into the global news pages. I don't know if you saw this year, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were there on a little gap between on her Eras tour.
Not in Clooney's villa now.
Not in Clooney's villa, but just up the lake from it in a place called Tremezzo. And I took a boat tour and the guy on it was pointing out as we went along, you know, this is where they film Casino Royale at this villa. This other villa here, Charles Leclerc, the Formula One driver, just stayed here recently this summer. You can't get to it by road, only by, you know, glamorous water taxi. And literally every house that you go down, there's another name. JFK stayed there in the 60s and so on.
Well, can ordinary mortals then visit?
Well, I'm your proof of that. Here I am, back in one piece. You can, but this is very much the, like you said in your intro there, the luxury lake. If you picture the boot of Italy and you go up towards the top of it, the Italian Lake District has four or five lakes. The main ones we would know are Lake Garda, which tends to be a little bit more affordable, family friendly with its theme parks like Gardaland and that. There's Lake Maggiore with its islands, and then Lake Como, which is at a premium. Now, a lot of the, I've been looking into this while I was there and when I came back, a lot of the Irish people who go as part of escorted tours that would take in the area. So it's very close to Milan. You can get to Milan, if the traffic is good, in about an hour and a half from Lake Como. Bergamo is close by. Verona is close to Lake Garda. And you're also, the Alps are clearly visible from the lake.
There is a train service. You have to go from Milan airport to the train station to get the train. But the Italian trains are actually very good.
They are very good when they're very good. I had a terrible experience of them when I went to Monza, speaking of Formula One before, but that was different because it was, I suppose, 300,000 people converging on it. They are generally very reliable. And once you start around this area, if you can picture, any really busy touristy area hemmed into a natural landscape that wasn't designed for mass tourism, the roads get chock-a-block in peak season. So I'll return to this point again, but you really should try and go shoulder season if you can. And the transfer times will vary depending on when you're there.
Yeah, well, I had to journey from Verona on the lake to Milan Airport last year.
Yeah.
4 hours on a Sunday evening. As everyone tried to make their way back to Milan.
Yeah, you were by road all the way.
By road all the way.
That's interesting.
Desperate, absolutely desperate.
I will say, I was there, what are we now, October. So the swimming season had ended at the end of September. It's a beautiful lake to swim in from June to September. And you can do that at public beaches, which are free, incidentally, as well as the posh hotel beaches. But it was still, a lot of these towns were built in an era before these roads and were built around convents or were built around beautiful villas with large gardens. The merchant class from Milan would have built them, and they would have really been standalone with tiny little villages where the boats would have pulled up on a rough shoreline. Today, you have the whole mass tourist industry descending on this. And even when I was there in October, you could be kind of shoulder to shoulder down these tin alleyways. They're beautiful streets, cobbled, rising up the hills. And as you go up past the galleries and past the restaurants and the little cafes and the Como silk shops, and you turn around and you see the lake and the mountains rising in the view behind you, but you are sharing them with hundreds, if not thousands, of other travellers. And everybody wants to stop for their picture, and everybody wants the table that has the best view. And there's lots of signs like, anybody who eats here must order a main course, or please, the public bathrooms are only for customers. So the signs of an infrastructure creaking are there. But the tip, and I asked several people, and I asked people who live there, and I asked people who work there when to go, and they said, avoid July and August.
Yeah.
Everybody comes then, avoid it. You're not Taylor Swift. You can't rent a whole villa at a hotel. So the times you might look at going are October, November. It really does kind of shut down beyond that. If you think about Killarney and its yeah. national park, it gets so quiet off season. But spring is when, I asked one local and he said, I love spring. It's still a little bit quiet. There's room to breathe. It's only getting going. The blossoms are in the trees.
Yeah. And another thing, the yeah. staff in hospitality are no longer fatigued, which they will be after a busy summer. They'll be knackered.
That's a great
and
point.
And a bit, you know, short of patience or whatever.
Yeah.
But come springtime, they are renewed after their winter holiday.
That's a good point now. And the guy that I took the boat tour with, who was showing me all the celebrity villas, had the nose on him like he'd just been through an Italian summer. Do you know the sunburnt nose? Like, you get yeah. some of the ski instructors and you could tell he was ready. He said to me, I asked him, what was it like during COVID? And he said it was frightening, but it was kind of beautiful. Do you know, it was almost like this was returned to a scene that you would have had before tourism. But look, the tourism isn't just since the Clooney effect. As I said to you, this has been a posh tourism destination for centuries. You mentioned Verona, beautiful yeah. town.
Beautiful town.
Bellagio is another one.
I was there for a wedding and then Brian and Margaret, my friends,
yeah.
invited us back 7 years later for the 7 year itch.
That's gorgeous.
And we watched New Zealand beat Ireland in the little square in Verona.
Did you?
That made it unforgettable for another reason. Fabulous place. Love it.
It is. And what a lot of people will do is kind of hop between towns. I met a group of four English women who were cycling on electric bikes around between the towns. My wife and I took the ferries, so it's €15 for a day ticket on the ferry, which is an affordable way to do it. We went to Verona, we went to Bellagio, then we went across the water to another town. We sat, we had a cuppa, we went into a church, we moseyed the streets, you know, we ate when we were hungry. And that kind of way of doing it.
Now, does the Clooney affect the price of an espresso?
It does. Yeah, it does. I was speaking to, since I got back, a fellow who was tipping a place in northern Portugal for me. He said, Paul, it's completely off the radar. I paid 70 cents for a coffee. You're not going to get that. You can get that in Italy in certain parts, but not in Lake Como. It's pretty much, if you imagine for your eats and drinks casually, it's Dublin prices. So I paid €12 for a takeaway freshly made pasta, which was lovely, but I could fit it in my hand and it was €12. And a coffee, €3, a beer, a bottle of beer, you're looking at €3.50, €4. But then once you start getting into the hotels, there's a hotel I stayed in, and I'll be reviewing it in a while, called the Grand Hotel Villa Serbelloni. And it's from €700 a night in Bellagio. It's once you start bedding in and once you start staying there, it really, the prices ratchet up and eating out and all of that. So that's what I mentioned. I met a lot of people that were dipping in and out of it. Top Flight Travel Department are two examples of Irish tour operators who do that kind of a tour. But that's, I suppose, the kind of trip I'd be recommending if you want to avoid the crowds. You want to kind of carefully pick your way around the prices and the tourist masses.
Anyway, it's a beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful.
Could be on the cover of a chocolate box. It is that beautiful. I just could not put my camera down while I was there. And I was there in October when it was starting to, you know, the sun, it gets quite shady depending on what side of the lake you're on because the slopes are so steep. Winter was coming. And as we left, the mist and a thunderstorm rolled in. And I was delighted I got there to see it. And that it is just one of nature's gifts, one of those kind of places.
You've taken your own breath away. Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.